Oh, you have to smack it. No, smack it. Here. Let me. See, it sticks if we don't take charge. You have to give it a good old... There. I told them we need new machines. Especially these ones. They're more trouble than they're worth. Of course, he tells me, we also need money. So, here I am. Walloping. Sorry. I didn't mean to mollycoddle. Just didn't want you scratching your head. Okay, let me know if you need anything. Mm-hmm. Born and bred. Know more about washers and dryers than any sane person ought to. Still, it keeps me busy. And it's good cash for college. Plus, I like it. It's quiet. Mostly. At least at night. Like you're in an aquarium or something. Except all the fish are clothes and, thankfully, don't smell like fish. Sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just gonna... Not really. I'd be up anyway, so might as well get paid. Besides, it's the better shift. Night people are easier. Nicer. They like it quiet, too. Why else would you do laundry in the dark? So, you like it quiet? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I just see you here a lot, is all. You don't have to explain. We've all got reasons for odd hours. I like to be alone too. Most of the time. People can be noisy. I need recovery time. Not much of a social battery, you know. You too? Well, we're in good company. Think you're just about done on that one. Hang on. That one shrinks everything. Eats your socks, too. Try this one. You're welcome. Sorry for being bossy. I just don't want you to feel cheated. Clothes are precious. You ever shrunk something you love? Heartbreaking. I had this blue sweater. It was so soft. Matched my eyes. I wore it everywhere. One day, I put it in that dryer. Boom. Instantly a doll sweater. You never forget your first shrink. Thank you for the condolences. Don't let it happen to you. Stick to the ones I showed you. And may the drier odds be ever in your favor. Hey, do you want some banana bread? I promise you, you won't die. It's edible. have witness accounts. I just can't give it away fast enough. Okay, so I always buy a bunch of bananas with every pure intention of eating them. But flash forward a couple of days, and yeah, brown, funky bananas. So, what's a girl gonna do? Throw them away? My cheapness would never. So, banana bread. Which is most definitely not bread. It's cake. So why do we call it bread? Questions. Anyway, there's some on the counter, if you'd like. You'd be saving me another notch on my belt. If I wore belts, which I don't because they suck. No, not really. I'm autistic, so I don't like how certain things feel. Tight clothes are a no-no. Hence the puffy sweaters and the comfy pants. And a good softener. Never scrimp on a softener. Speaking of which, what did you use? Yay, good choice. Not too floral, good water absorbency. And yes, that is a thing I said out loud to a stranger. Ah, how riveting I am. You see why I work the night shift? Anyway, I won't wash or splain to you anymore. I'm clearly in the presence of a veteran. I approve. Just let me know if the machines give you any trouble. I'll be here floating, folding, so. Yay, reading. Thank you. You've made my wallet happy. No, I'm past the point of return. But thanks. Well, once you've eaten it for breakfast, brunch, and lunch, you're out. Something savory? Probably instant ramen. I don't mind it, actually. And if you chop in some veggies, it's not totally carcinogenic. You hungry? I'm hungry. I'm always hungry, really. But now, especially. I've got a whole stack of noodles behind the register. You want one? Come on. What's a cup of noodles between softener snobs? One cup coming up. Thank you. I made it myself. Boiled and brought over. Even carried them all alone. No tray. You're welcome. It's nice. Not to eat alone sometimes. Thanks. For eating and listening. So, now that I fed you and fried your brain with facts about detergent and spin cycles, I think your clothes should be dry. Let's have a look-see. Aw, perfecto. Oh, Allie, you never let me down. I spend a lot of time here. Plus, I named her after my mom. Well, she's clean, reliable, always smells nice. She didn't really feel anything about it. She died when I was 6. Well, not your fault. Unless you hand out aneurysms. It's okay. She was nice. So was my dad. I got lucky. Anyway, it looks like Allie worked her magic. You're all done. Vanilla is underrated. Never boring. Classic. Comforting. How clothes should be. I approve. Greatly. Well, I hope you have a good night. Feel free to stop by for noodles and overbaked banana cake anytime. It was charred on the sides, and it's not bread. Bread is for butter. Hey, I don't want to be weird or intrusive beyond what autism dictates, but, would you like to go for a coffee sometime? I don't have a lot of friends. Or people in my life, really. I have customers and my dad. And he's great, but it'd be nice to talk to someone who isn't a blood relative once in a while. Yeah? Oh. Okay, you sure? Don't let me bully you. I don't want to be gross and pushy. Yes? Okay? Okay, you're doing this voluntarily. Of your own free will. Okay. I approve. Okay, let me just get your number and then... Here I am. Maybe... we could have noodles again soon. Or other food. Picky eating isn't a treat for me. Just belts and loud noises and stale air. I'll explain later. Okay, I'll let you leave now. Okay. Thank you. Being nice to me. I liked it. Okay. It was nice meeting you. I'll text you.